Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to the last show before Christmas. I'm Doug Hagman, host of the Hagman Report. I want to thank you. I want to wish everyone listening to this and watching this show, I just want to wish you a very, very solemn Merry Christmas. And be solemn in terms of understanding what the holiday, what this special day is all about. And, you know, we can have fun, of course, as well. But to me, this is one of the, this should be one of the most joyous days of the year. I have a great show lined up for you. A lot of news, of course, but you know how quickly, like, news events come and go. Well, you know, sometimes we can, and I think we should, just drill down a little bit more. As opposed to covering headlines, you cover events. And as opposed to just covering the limited information, you get really deep into the important things. And that's why my guest, Austin Brower, who with his dad, Ted Brower, have the Ted and Austin Brower Show every weekday and once on Sunday. Folks, if you go to healthmasters.com, that's healthmasters.com, you'll see them right there. There they are together. And Health Masters has got the best, absolute best nutritional supplements, general supplements, the ultimate multiple supplements, you know, that you would take every day. Vitamin C. Oh, my goodness. Their C is fantastic. My stepson, Josh, boy, he was sick, and he was taking really a lot of vitamin C, zinc, quercetin, all from Health Masters. And I'll tell you what, his sickness only lasted like 3 days. It's just incredible. The immunity packs, of course, the maximum energy packages, the immune system support kit. Folks, go to healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com, HR5 for the coupon code. And while you're there for extra credit, while you're scrolling through the products for extra credit, click on the link to the radio show and listen to the current show and drill down for the archives. It's like an informational download. I don't know how Austin and his father do it in terms of just getting so much information. In an hour, I couldn't talk that fast. Some say I don't think that fast, but I certainly couldn't talk that fast. But the information that they share is extremely valuable, and that's healthmasters.com. HR5 for the coupon code, 5% off on non-saleable, items that are not on sale. And, you know, look, you're not going to get it before Christmas, but make a resolution to take care of your health this year. You're going to need it in 2024. I cannot think of a better way. Yesterday we did a show where Eric the Tech put up, I don't know if you still have it or not, the exercise machines and stuff. It doesn't matter. You have to do that, but it just struck me as humorous. You know, if you eat right, and but one thing, the real big issue right now is keeping your immune system up, keeping your vitamin D levels up. They've got a tremendous vitamin D3 K2 capsule, which is absolutely required, I believe, every day. Vitamin C, vitamin B, of course, like I said, the ultimate multiple, with or without iron. They've got it in powder form. They've got it in capsule. I'm telling you what. Oh, and by the way, my grandson just loves the ultimate multiple. It's just the flavor. It's easy to get him to take his vitamins every day. Okay, I mean it really is. So I'm very thankful for that, and I'm thankful for all of the information that Ted and Austin provide every day. And I'm thankful that we have them as friends, as colleagues, and I really appreciate what they do, because they certainly are patriots and truth tellers in an era that they're really sorely needed. So thank you to Ted and Austin Brower. Austin, it's good to talk with you. It's been a while.
Yeah, Doug, it's great to be back on the show as always, and you're 100% right. We definitely have a lack of individuals now in most cases that are willing to actually speak the truth and talk about what's really happening, and that's why it's so important to keep your mind right, keep your health right, keep your energy right, so you can continually talk to people and get this information out there, because I think the more now we've started to watch this mainstream media credibility dissolve. I mean, you talk even people that aren't even that awake, nobody really trusts the media anymore. I mean, they know that the whole thing is a complete and total shill to simply push whatever narrative that they're told to push. That one video that surfaced up, I think you played on your show too, and it was popping up the different news sites back to back to back to back until it made a whole collage of like 50 different news shows, and they were all saying the exact same thing verbatim in unison at the same cadence. Everything was identical, and people finally realized, like, okay, this is not news. This is just straight propaganda now, and they're using it to keep and control the people. That's why they're trying to suppress so much when it comes to health and nutrition, and that's why I really encourage you to help your children start from the beginning, like you said, with the ultimate multiple chewable. When you start your children off young, and you start them getting involved in supplements and vitamins and getting healthy and eating clean and staying away from a lot of junk food, it stays with them the rest of their life. I've seen it in my own life personally. I've seen the same thing with my children, you know, where they know there's certain foods like they don't want to eat, because I've talked to them like, hey, this stuff just isn't good for you. It doesn't make you feel good. It's not healthy. And they know this. And once they learn that when they're younger, it really rolls into their future and has a lot of health benefits. You know, I was watching an article on our show. I read it up the other day, and it was talking about how childhood obesity from ages two to four is up to almost an all-time high right now, with being 4 years old being like the worst they've seen now with childhood obesity. And you know, that's sad at 4 years old. And the truth about this is, this isn't the children's fault. They're not going to the store. They're not taking their parents' keys and jumping in the minivan and running to Publix and pulling the cart out and getting, you know, Twinkies and Ding Dongs and Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Oreos and taking them to the cashier and buying all the food. They're 4 years old. They physically can't do that. So the only way you can have a child that is extremely obese at 2, 3, 4 years old is obviously the parents are feeding him and allowing him not only to eat junk food, but to massively overeat and not have proper exercise, not have proper outdoor time, not go to the park, not do anything. And the inactivity is horrific. The uptake in usage of iPads and iPhones now with young children, age 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, is growing exponentially. They're becoming so easy and so readily available that you can't keep your kids away from them unless you actively do it. And that's where, like with my kids, they still don't have an iPad. They're not going to get one. If they need to pull something up, we need to look at something, we can use it together on mine, you know, with my work ones. But just giving these kids these screens, and there was a video the other day that I was watching on Instagram, and they were showing how there are actually some kids now, they're like 2 and 3 years old. One of them was in bed and he was swiping his hand. He was trying to swipe it. He was all sad and crying because he had been using an iPhone so much to get so much dopamine triggers. And I guess his parents took it away from him. He's literally on the bed crying, trying to swipe his hand, and basically can't figure out what's going on. That's disturbing. That's disturbing to say the least, because what it's doing is it's completely altering the development and the neural pathways that are designed to connect at that age, when they're doing things, when they're building things, when they're going outside, when they're learning things, and it's stunting all of that. And so it's really, really crucial right now you continue to protect these kids, because there's so much weird stuff. I saw an article here earlier from Breitbart And it was talking about this Netflix cartoon called Cocomelon Lane. And I didn't know much about it. I've never heard of it. I looked it up, and it's designed for preschoolers. It's geared towards like 4 to 5 year olds. And apparently it's gotten extremely polluted now over the last couple of years. And they just did a episode that just aired, and it features a little boy whose name is JJ, and he's talking to his dads, his two gay dads that are interracial. I mean, they're just making it as awkward as they can. It's for 4 to 5 year olds, two gay dads. And this boy comes in, and he basically says, you know, he wants to go to this play, and he wants to go on this journey. And his dad's telling him, oh, listen, you can be anything you want. So he goes and comes out, and this little boy is wearing a tutu with this, like, princess shirt with this princess crown on and starts dancing for his two gay dads. This is a show that's geared towards 4 and 5 year olds, Doug. And I watched a clip of it and I just shook my head. And I said, no wonder these kids are getting so screwed up in the head. Why in the world would this be something that you'd be promoting for 4 and 5 year olds unless you're wanting to push this agenda and really compromise the hearts and the mind of the youth, which is exactly what's happening, which brings me back to my original statement, is that children right now are having a direct attack on them, period. There's no question about it. There's a war on them right now, and they are going after everything they can with these kids, with the school system, with the movies, with Netflix, with YouTube, is to try to compromise these young kids and make them so confused that not only do they not know anything about, say, the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or freedom or Christianity or biblical values, they can't even figure out what bathroom they're supposed to go to because they're so intertwined in this perversion now that is being ingrained in their mind at an early age. So I really wanted to come out the gate with that first, to really encourage parents to be proactive and do the best you can to keep your kids off these screens as much as possible, and really monitor if they are using them, monitor what they're actually watching and what they're getting exposed to. Doug,
man, I'll tell you, I know that we have rules at my household with grandchildren, and I know Eric the tech, his children, aside from being really the cutest on the planet, of course, in fact, you know what, they made me this, my grandson made me this grandpa bracelet, and you know, I have to wear it all the time. So, but anyway, you know, children are the most precious asset, and to see what you described too, to see that, man, it hurts, doesn't it? I mean, it, you look at the parents and think, what the hell is wrong with you? I mean, I don't know, but. You know, and that's, by the way, if folks, I'm telling you, you start your children on supplements at a young age, and that helps a great deal. I mean, it really does. I know with my grandkids, I can tell the difference. Your kids coming home from school all snot nose and stuff. My grandkids, not so much, but that's just, And I'm sure, you know, I'm not making any medical claims, but, you know, their immune system, hey, take care of them. Go ahead, sir.
Absolutely. And, you know, and the mental aspect of it is too, is, you know, you have so many kids now that are being diagnosed with ADHD, and they're going on Ritalin and Adderall. This has been going on for years now. And and the thing about it is that I've tried to address with a lot of parents. I said, your child doesn't have a deficiency in Ritalin, you know, or Schedule II controlled substance like Adderall. They don't have a deficiency in that. These kids basically, a lot of times, have nutrient deficiencies, and they have inability to focus as well because they're being so heavily distracted with so much screen time. And so that's why I've told parents, if you're having an issue with focus or ADHD symptoms, the first thing is look at the kid's diet, make sure they're getting off the food coloring and the high fructose corn syrup and the processed cereals and all that garbage. Secondly, get them on the children's cod liver oil and the ultimate multiple chewable. Thirdly, limit their screen time and what they're doing. And invariably, every single time I've had parents listen to that, that's very, very short, easy synopsis right there with a perfectly good formula that's worked out successfully very much, I get great results from it. And so again, something that I just want to put out there and encourage everyone to really do the best they can with their kids and keep the truth flowing. I saw some articles here earlier, and I was going to get your kind of take on it because I've been kind of following it some about this whole escalation in the Red Sea. I was reading some stuff earlier about U.S. Central Command and what they're doing now with this new operation, as far as this Pentagon's basically put together and said they've done this now, Operation Prosperity Guardian. You know, there's $2.4 trillion of trade passes through the Red Sea every single year. And now this talking about this shutting down the Red Sea and BP starting to shut stuff down. You think a lot of this is, you know, theater that's basically just escalating over there, Doug? Or do you think they're pretty much trying to get something set up for us to go to another war to try to cover up what happened with this massive, massive theft with the monetary system and to try to cover up what we've been seeing now with so many deaths and silent killer diseases with the COVID shot? Because I find it very coincidental right now. We're seeing this massive, massive recession starting to kick in, and this interest rate that keeps going up, essentially, that's just, I mean, hurting the market even more. Yet the printing isn't stopping. We're still giving all this endless of money away to all these different countries, including Ukraine, while we're saying we're trying to stop inflation. It's almost comical what the Federal Reserve does and what they talk about and how the government is spending money hand over fist while complaining about inflation while justifying these interest rates. And then you see, I mean, if this thing pops off in the Red Sea and they really stop a significant amount of trading and route through there, it's going to have a serious impact globally. And maybe that's what they want. What's your take on it? Have you been following any of this at all?
Yeah, a little bit. I haven't been talking about it on this platform that hardly at all, only because to me, if I were to answer your question that you pose, you know, your either or question, I would say yes to both. I mean, I think that we are looking at a military danger, a danger to, you know, our military, a danger to the shipping the shipping lanes, as well as I think it's also being conveniently used to cover the economic deficiencies that we're experiencing. So, I mean, I don't think there's a simple answer to this. And look, I'm no military expert, okay, by far. And I don't have a lot of great military contacts. But, I do know when I'm being lied to, okay, 90% of the time, I'll say. I'm a pretty good lie detector after 35 years as an investigator. And I think we're being lied to as a nation, as a people. I think that there's a lot of covering of the, you know, I think this Red Sea operation and the threats by the Houthis and one thing that caught my eye, and I'll end with this. There was a Politico article, and I was looking over here to my right at my notes. This was, I was preparing this, I think, for yesterday or the day before. Beijing shrugs off a call for help protecting Red Sea shipping. And when I looked at that article, I looked at it with a critical eye because I'm thinking to myself, okay, who would benefit? Would China benefit by saying, no, we're not gonna involve ourselves in you know, assuring shipments through the Red Sea? It would hurt China, you know. Ultimately, it would hurt their economy. So, you know, I'm looking at that article. I'm thinking, okay, so who's telling the truth here? Blinken obviously gets into the fact that Blinken asked for assistance from China. And China just kind of, hey, you know, no big deal. Well, it would affect China, I think, a lot worse maybe equally as the United States and other Western countries. So I think that there's a lot of misattribution. There's a lot of lies, many lies built into this, as well as legitimate threats. However, you know, whatever is most convenient at the time is being used. So If that makes sense to you, I don't know if that did or not.
Yeah, no, that pretty much is the same conclusion that I had on it as well. Like, you know, all this stuff's been coming out about this unbelievably corrupt Biden family and the money laundering and what's been going on with his son, Hunter Biden, and all this stuff's been accumulating. And of course, they're not going to allow anything to happen about it. They've continually buried it. Ironically, you know, they go in and impeach Trump because he makes a phone call, and they're turning around and they've allowed this piece of garbage, this you know, child sniffer pedo that stole the election. He didn't steal it, this deep state did. But, you know, to continually be exposed with all this corruption and nothing happens whatsoever. And so, yeah, I think there's a lot of things that are trying to be distracted from. I saw another thing too, something that's interesting to kind of watch and see how this plays out as well. It said, while the U.S. is building a coalition in the area to protect the ships, that coalition does not involve any of the key Arab oil producing states, including Saudi Arabia, which recently made peace with Yemen after years of war. I said, so the big question is, will Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, United Emirates, Qatar, and other Gulf nations join this effort, or will they stay out in support of the Palestinian people? And I think that's a big, you know, million-dollar question right there as far as how this is going to start escalating and what nations are really going to get involved in it. So nothing that we can really effectively do with it on our ends. But again, I just want to kind of get your take on it, get the information, because I haven't brought it up on my show much either. I've just been watching some stuff, especially over the weekend, and seeing how it started escalating and realizing that, you know, I mean, there's definitely some strange things happening. You know, at the same time, you've got the economy here that's been doing weird things. I saw an article earlier giving everybody, you know, a heads up on making sure people understand what these loans and interest rates are. These self-checkout kiosks that now have buy now, pay later on them have been installed at 4,500 different Walmarts. And essentially what these are, it's from a company called Affirm, and it allows people to basically buy electronics, apparel, toys, all types of items, and spread the payments out from 3 months to 24 months. And so they essentially have this, and a lot of times you've seen it on websites, online websites have had it. This is the first time I've ever heard about it coming to actual kiosk at a major store like Walmart. So essentially you're buying, you know, $100, $200, $300 worth of Christmas presents, and you can go on there and click payment type, you know, buy now, pay later, and essentially put, I guess, your social in, and it rings up and you turn around and have now monthly payments you have to make on these items. That kind of shows you that the credit in the United States and the general consumer is starting to max out. And so they're starting to basically have more and more outlets to be able to get more cash. The problem with it is, and this is what I was originally getting at, is before you start clicking this stuff, you got to make sure what these interest rates are. So a lot of these buy now, pay later firms, they'll hit you all the way up. I mean, legally go up to 29% interest, which, I mean, you know, you start racking up a hefty bill, you start paying almost 30% interest on it. And unless you're making serious payments, that thing's going to go out in perpetuity. And so that's something just be aware of, because, again, when you start dealing with bankers and interest and greed and what they love to do all the time to people, you always got to remember everything is designed to be in their favor, especially from a monetary standpoint. And this is one of the reasons why I tell people, very cautious when you use debt, try to use it as a tool, not a crutch, best you can. I know certain things happen, emergencies happen, but on the other hand, you want to be very careful at this with these interest rates, because these interest rates can get you in a whole heap of trouble right now really, really quickly, Doug.
You know, this is the first time I heard about that, and I don't shop at Walmart just because. But is there ever a situation where someone's turned down for credit because they're sending credit?
Any credit. I don't know. I had not seen one at a kiosk. You know, I've seen online options before on different websites, but I've never seen one, like I said, at a major store like this. So, I mean, I guess it does like a soft pull on your credit. You put your social in and see what your credit is, or I don't know. But I mean, yeah, exactly what happens. Whatever, you have $500 rung up, you have no money, no credit card, you got to put this on a buy now, pay later, and they decline your credit. I mean, that's embarrassing on top of that. Now you're sitting there with all the stuff you're trying to buy with no money. I don't know. I feel like the only reason you would have this happening is because you're having a massive contraction in the cash supply of the American population. The credit is basically starting to contract. That's my only thing I can think of why you would start seeing this at a place like Walmart, of all places.
Wow, of all places. Well, do you think let me ask you this. Do you think we're going to see the implementation of digital currency anytime soon, do you think, or
It's definitely being spooled out. You know, the central reserve digital currency and what they've been trying to promote and talk about now for years is definitely, I think, getting put into play. The cashless society that we've watched now basically been built around us is definitely becoming very real. That's why I always recommend to people all the time, try to use cash the best you can still. I know something can be inconvenient, this and that. The truth about it is this. When people use cash, it still shows a demand for cash. It shows a demand for the business. They have deposits. There's all factors in that are positive when you keep on using cash. And what's happened is now they're getting people so conditioned to the, you know, I mean, the tap cards now that I've seen, the hand scanners like the Amazon has now, the Amazon One, you know, the aspect of basically these, you know, extending lines of credit now, they're getting people used to this technology to the point where most people nowadays, you talk to most people, don't have cash on them. You ask about it, they don't have any cash. They don't have anything. I'm like, I mean, we were somewhere up in North Carolina. Not too long ago, I had the kids, and there were some friends that were with us, and we met up with them, and they had brought their kids, and we were going to grab some food, and the store they had, you know, out there is like pretty rural. It was cash only. They said, we don't have an ATM here. We don't have, you know, credit cards here. This is cash only. And they had these food trucks, you know, this grilled chicken and stuff. It's actually pretty good food. And my friends like, well, we don't have any cash. I said, you don't have any cash? I said, that's fine. I'll buy you guys lunch on me. Like, you know. You guys aren't going to, you know, get hungry. You know, you're with me, but I kind of chewed him out softly. And I was kind of like, bro, you're up here in North Carolina with your kids and you have no cash on you. I said, do you realize like how irresponsible that is? And I just talked to him in private. I didn't say it in front of his kids or his wife or anything, but I told him, I said, dude, at least have, you know, $100 bill tucked away in the back of your wallet.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, he's like, well, I got a couple of credit cards. I said, dude, you're not listening to me, man. I said, you're the perfect example right here. What happens when you don't have any cash on you? And I'm buying you guys lunch, which I don't mind doing, my treat. I said, but this is a serious issue. I said, what happens if you guys are trying to get back down to Florida? And all of a sudden the gas station said, dude, your credit cards are down. Everything's down. The cyber attack. You can pay cash if you got it. You can pay silver if you got it. But you can't pay. You're not getting anything. How do you get home? You're steal gas now and thieving gas and trying to get back down there. So that's a bad position to be in. And so I've always encouraged people, like I said, even if you don't want to carry a lot on you, you know, roll, you know, fold up a $100 bill and put it in the back of your wallet there just for an emergency. I mean, that $100 doesn't get you a lot anymore with fuel, but I'll still fill up most vehicles for the most part. You know, you get a full tank of gas if you're in an emergency. So just my two cents on that, because you could see the restrictions on what they're trying to do with currency, what they're trying to do with freedom, free speech, what they're trying to do with travel, what they're trying to do with the vehicles now. I mean, you see now the Teslas, they've had like 2 million recalls on those pieces of garbage now because the autonomous feature is having so many problems. They're constantly getting into wrecks. Numerous people have died. Almost every single month you hear about another article about a Tesla wrecking. And what's crazy about this is this should be a prime example to everyone on what the entire goal is with these electric vehicles. They want to control everybody's ability to be able to travel. They want to use the charging stations as a tool for you basically to comply. That's what they're going to start using them as. All of a sudden, you're going to go in, you're going to go to charge your vehicle, and they're saying, I'm sorry, you've used your allotted amount of green token emissions. You're only allowed to charge 20%, which is enough to get you home. You're not allowed to travel any further right now, unless you want to buy more tokens, of course. You can pay a tax. We'll charge you more and you can pay a tax and you know, it'll offset the carbon emissions that you're doing. And the truth about it is that's exactly where this is going to go. These electric vehicles are a nightmare. We know that these groups that locked people down during COVID, these mayors, these governors, these just sadistic psychopaths in some cases, they completely and totally got drunk with power. They're still there in many cases. And if they're not in that position, they're still floating around. These psychopaths didn't disappear. They showed their hand during COVID. We got a clear-cut indication, very clear, of what these people like to do, how much they like to control and dominate people and people submit. These adults on the school board were obsessed with making sure children were forced to wear masks on their face 24/7 and not breathe fresh air, not communicate with their other children, walk 6 feet apart down the hall like they're literally in prisons. that they loved it. There were people that were like joyful with glee that these children were having to wear masks all the time while they walked around with no mask on. So, oh, I got my shot. I don't have to wear a mask now, which that whole thing was, again, more theater. But, you know, these schools have turned into such indoctrination camps. And that's why, you know, prisons, hospitals, and schools all have the same layouts. They all have very bright lighting. Everything's very similar as far as the layouts, the setups. And they do that because the schools are not designed to really be a learning center anymore. They're designed to be an indoctrination center. And that's why it's so crucial to understand and be aware of what your children are being exposed to and what's teaching them. Because some of these guys, they're in it to win it. I mean, they want to go after these kids and they want to control everyone. I saw an article here earlier and I want to address, and it was out in New York. And essentially, Erie County has announced, along with New York County, has announced the launch of a travel ban initiative where essential workers can apply for an exemption in the event of a state of emergency or other catastrophe. They've set a new online portal up to be used by employees during winter storms and other emergencies when a driving ban has been declared. The county said the essential employee portal is for basically people to sign up and see if they can get approved. This is crazy. They said the specific categories of workers using a tiered concept to identify who'd be exempt from a travel ban in order to commute. The list of essential employees will be reviewed annually, and employers will be asked to provide updates when an essential employee's work status changes for any reason that warrants removal from the exemption list. This is nuts. And then Erie County Executive Mark Pullen-Cars, he's the same one who essentially vowed to punish citizens during COVID, and he's doing it again now, basically saying that, you know, if anybody doesn't do what they're supposed to do and doesn't listen to these travel bans and essential worker requirements, you're essentially, they're going to sic the cops on you. And what's crazy is this is the same guy who imposed mask mandates in New York all the way up into 2022. He's also the one who created the hotline for neighbors to call in and spy on each other and say, oh, you know, the Smiths, they got seven people at their barbecue. They're only supposed to have six. Six people are allowed. Send the cops over there. Go arrest them. And that's crazy that was happening, and it did. And so, again, like I talked about, you got more people like this guy who literally loves controlling and dominating the situation. They're now coming in and saying for any catastrophe or an emergency order that we ban all traveling, we'll let you know if you're essential, if you want to apply, and we'll let you know if you're going to have permission. And this goes right back to exactly the slow indoctrination of what they're doing to the population and making people believe you truly don't have the right to travel freely on your way. You don't have the right to do what you want to do as free will. You're only allowed to do what we deem you allowed to do, what we've granted you with permission to do. And that, my friends, is not a republic. That is not biblical values. And that's not at all what this country was founded on. And so families, parents, dads, moms, everybody really needs to come to the stark reality and conclusion right now that these guys are not going to stop pushing their agenda unless everyone starts being vocal and stops complying with certain things. And that's what I've encouraged people to do for years now, especially, like I said, if anybody has an understanding of what happened during COVID and what type of psychological operation that was, that should be the clear-cut textbook example why you don't listen to tyrants when they're drunk with power trying to force their will upon you. You simply say, no, I'm not going to comply, Doug. And that's the only option.
Exactly. And you know, it's funny because I live in Erie County, Pennsylvania, and two counties up for me is Erie County, New York. I spent a lot of time in Erie County working investigations. And I do know a lot of police officers. I know a lot of people in Erie County, New York. And I know of the county executive there. And, of course, that includes Buffalo, Lackawanna, the various other outlying parts of Buffalo. This is why I think this is a perfect example of why we have to focus our attention on who we elect locally. And if you know, man, I'll tell you what, if there's no sufficient candidate, run yourself. Okay. Do whatever you can do, but we have to get these morons out of office. I know exactly what you're talking about. And what you said about the schools, hospitals, and such, people need to really understand what you said about that, how true that is. And, you know, it's about time that we as a people stand up and say, no, we're not going to do this anymore. Earlier this week, I put up an article on my website about the cuckery, or about the U.S. citizenry being essentially cucks, the cuckolds, the Shakespearean. The fact that we allow people to run us over, okay, when there's more of us than there are of them. Now, by the way, in Erie County, Pennsylvania, one of the largest healthcare provider systems and hospital systems in the county, they brought back mask mandates this week. Okay, so. And that's because of an alleged uptick in the respiratory viruses and COVID. Well, right now at my home, I've got a nurse from the hospital. And before I came into the studio, I asked her, I said, what's the patient load on both respiratory and COVID, patients? And she had no idea what I was talking about. And she works at in the critical care unit of the main hospital. So the bottom line here, this is all about control. And I'll tell you something. I will never wear a mask in a doctor's office in a hospital. Okay, you can take that and shove it right up your ass, because I'm not doing it. And I will tell them the very same thing. Okay, that I'm not doing it. You want to kick me out? Fine. But I'll find another location, another doctor, another hospital, another place. But we have to start putting up, and the civil disobedience has got to be strong this time and in your face. That's my belief. Otherwise, we're going to be run over just like the last time. And I'm tired. Last thing I'm going to say is I'm really getting tired. I told this story a couple of times now, and I'll just share it with you because I haven't spoken with you. I went into a grocery store, and I bought like six, seven items, and I put them on a conveyor belt. And I didn't look at the cashier. For some reason, I was busy at the time. I didn't tell you this, did I?
But, no, you didn't.
Yeah, the listeners are probably getting tired of me telling the story, but I had like a quart of cream and a few other things, nothing big. It was a quick in and out kind of thing. And the clerk grabbed the thing of cream. That was the first item out. And I looked, as she was doing that, I looked at her, and she had this huge N95 mask on her face. I mean, it covered like, it was, I don't know. I didn't know they made them that big, or maybe her face was small. I don't know. And she had purple and blue and pink and green hair, and I don't know, barbells sticking out of her face. I mean, she was a friggin' mess. All right, but the thing that caught my attention was on her lapel. Where the store name tag would be. Apparently, they accommodated her. They let her put like this index card size where it said, thanks for addressing me or calling me by my preferred pronouns. And it was they, them. Between the mask and that thing on its chest, I grabbed the cream out, the thing out of her hand, and I put it down on the conveyor, and I scooped up my groceries and pushed them back into my cart. And I looked at her and I said, I'm getting too old for this shit. I said, I'm not going to be part of your delusion. And she probably had no idea what I was talking about, why I went off like that. But the reason I said that, I told my wife, and my wife said, really, did you have to do that? And I said, yeah, I had to do that because these people are crazy, and I'm not going to be a part of their whatever they're into, their mental illness. I'm not going to be no. And I want to let the store know the reason for doing that. I don't like that. Okay. I mean, that's insulting to me, and it should be insulting to everyone. And more people should, I believe, more people should behave in that fashion with civil disobedience and saying, you know what? You're an idiot. I'm not going to put up with that crap. So I'm going to be quiet now. I don't know what got me off on that, but,
you're spot on with that, Doug, and the aspect of it, that's one of the issues that we've been encountering now as Americans is, you know, everybody's entitled to their own fantasy. They are. Everybody's entitled to their own fantasy. But that doesn't mean I have to participate in it. Doesn't mean you have to participate in it. Everybody has free will. If people want to walk around and say, I'm a Tyrannosaurus Rex, I'm walking around like a dinosaur, I believe I'm a dinosaur. That's cool, man. We're going to put you in a straitjacket and send you to a padded room. That's cool. You can go be a dinosaur in a padded room. I don't care. It's not my problem. But to sit there and start demanding that everyone call you by your dinosaur name and start referring to you as a dinosaur and start letting you know that we're going to call you a good dinosaur and we're not going to push you in any way or make you do anything you're not comfortable doing because we don't want to hurt the dinosaur's feelings, that's moronic. And that never works in any society. It does not. You cannot have a society built on principles and built on morals and built on values and built on freedom, and then start telling everyone that the inmates are going to essentially run the asylum, that the most confused individuals that are having mental disorders and gender dysphoria are the people that we're going to have to now cater to not offend and to make sure we go along with their delusion and fantasy. That is a recipe for failure 100% of the time. And, you know, like I've told people before, you know, with the whole mask thing, I said, if you really truly feel like strapping a giant mask on your face and choking yourself out from oxygen is something that you really want to do, you have the right to do so. But you by no means have any right to tell me I have to strap an N95 mask on my face to make you feel better, period, ever. And that was the concept that really got confused with a lot of people because you had this for the greater good example and everybody needs to do it to save everyone else, even though we know now, and I said back then, that there was no statistics, there was no research, there were no clinical studies that showed that wearing a mask everywhere was reducing transfer of SARS-CoV-2. There was none. In fact, a lot of it were the opposite, and it showed a lot of increase in a lot of health problems, including basically plastic in the lungs, bacterial pneumonia, oxygen deprivation, the list goes on the lines. And so again, that's the concept that people kind of have to get back to, is that my job isn't here to make you feel better about your delusion, period. That's not my job. And so when everybody starts getting that concept again and realizing that we're all in this together, but that also means that you can't force everyone to believe your viewpoints and go along with your delusions, it's a concept that's really starting to get very muddy. And then the schools and the universities are just continually expanding this stupidity. And it's just flat. It's just stupid. It's moronic. And yet, again, we're seeing it here. Like you said, you saw it with her. You see on the show, like, Coco Melon. We got this four-year-old boy that's cross-dressing, basically dancing for his gay dads. And this show's geared towards 4 and 5-year-olds. What do they think we're doing? And so, again, just something to be aware of, and you're exactly right. Compliance doesn't work with tyrants. It never has. It never works with bullies. The only thing that bullies understand is getting hit in the face as hard as you can punch. That's the only thing that stops a bully. If you got a bully at school and every day he takes your lunch money, every day he walks up to you and says, I need your lunch money, you give little Timmy. And you give him money, you give him your money, you give him. Do you think that one day you're just going to keep complying that he's suddenly going to stop taking your money? Never has happened. Never works like that. To finally one day, Timmy's been taking boxing classes and jujitsu classes, and finally the bully shows up, says, I'm going to take your money. And little Timmy says, no, I'm actually going to knock you out. And then I'm going to get on top of you and put you in an arm bar. And I'm going to see how far your elbow can extend before it pops out of place. Guarantee you that bully ain't going to do it ever again if that situation ends like that. That's the only way to address tyranny, and that's the only way to address individuals that continually try to force their deviant will upon you against your will, so to speak. And so that's my stance on it, lest anybody thought that I wasn't.
I love it. And let me ask this question, and maybe this is not a popular question or a popular topic, but, you know, every day, if you cruise social media sites like Twitter, for example, or whatever, you'll see videos, and 99% of the time, and this is not meant to be mean-spirited whatsoever, but 99% of the time, you see black on white violence or black on black violence or black on Hispanic violence or whatever. But it's always the so-called repressed or minority race or the racist is, you're a racist that's doing the punching and the smacking and stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, and God forbid if you fight back and then you can get charged with a hate crime, you know, from these Soros installed DAs. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of all of this. And you know, I shouldn't feel, as we approach the Christmas season, it's kind of a bummer to think about, but, you know, until we fight back, in mass, I believe we're going to completely allow ourselves to be victimized. And I think we have to not do that. You can't win. Like you said, you know, like a bully. And I don't care the color of the bully. It doesn't matter. But I've just noticed a pattern here. But we're not allowed to talk about that. You know, the pattern of violence that we're seeing. And I don't know. When you look at the stats from the FBI, from the Department of Justice, if you can trust them, you'll see that black-on-black crime and black-on-white crime is higher than any other crime stat out there. So, anyway, that's just my thought.
We got to remember that doesn't go along with the narrative that they want to portray, that they want to continually portray and suppress certain evidence, certain numbers, certain, you know, basically factors so they can keep pushing their narrative. We saw with the BLM terrorists during 2020 how double-sided that was. Where you had these groups that were running around literally protesting with tens of thousands of people in some cases. And they were saying, well, it's a mostly peaceful protest while they burn down 140 cities across the country. Because, you know, BLM's like a protected species. And even though we found now that they were just a massive money laundering scheme, didn't matter. You weren't allowed to say anything about them. And they were allowed to do whatever they wanted, block any road they wanted, burn down any city they wanted, violate any COVID mandate that they wanted. And it was business as usual. But then somebody walks out and goes, hey, I want to go to the store. Or I want to go open my store back up because I want to be essential. And I am essential. Every American's essential. And they go, oh, no, you can't do that. That's illegal. We're going to arrest you if you open your store back up. But we've got, you know, 5,000 people in the street protesting BLM. They're allowed to do that, but I can't open my store. Yeah, it's science, bro. Don't you know what science is? It's whatever we say science is. Go back in your house, close your door, put your mask on, eat your crickets, shut up, and don't do anything about it. And that's what they try.
Do you think it'll work a second time? I mean,
I don't think so. I think most people are past this now. Majority of people I talk to, even people that comply with a lot of stuff, I think the majority of people are done. I think so many people have gotten the memo now that it was just straight BS. The entire thing was BS, that the virus was very real. The shot was a very real bioweapon, but there's no aspect of what they did that was even remotely legal or constitutional or beneficial. And so if you get people that actually do comply with this again, yeah, I mean, you got to be the stupidest human being on earth and IQ lowered single digits if you actually think that if you comply again, it's somehow going to save you and protect you. But I think a lot of people are done with it now. And I mean, in good riddance.
I hope you're right. If somebody willingly closes their business because of some mandates, to me, they deserve what they get. But I would tell them to stuff it. And I think we need to do that. We need to stick together as patriots and say, we're not going to do that. You can't do that to us. By the way, talking with Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Folks, go to Healthmasters. Look on your screen right now. Healthmasters, they've got the best nutritional supplements on the planet. I'll tell you what, I take... My cabinet is full of their nutritional supplements, from the Ultimate Multiple to take daily to zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, vitamin B. And by the way, too, they also have great water distillers. I use a water distiller. I use, they've got some fantastic items, their health masters, folks, and packages too that they've assembled for different things to help build your immunity and such. Please go there and please be a part of getting yourself healthy, building. And I'll tell you, they use the best of the best of the best of ingredients. This is not Walmart stuff. This is not CVS or Walgreens stuff, man. This is the best. I've seen videotape of or video of their production facilities, and it's, I mean, wow, it's impressive. So please, folks, do yourself a favor, do your loved ones a favor as well, and you know, I would say it's a great Christmas gift. A little bit late for that, but start the new year off right with Health Masters. HR5 is the coupon code. That's healthmasters.com. The link will be in the program description box at hagmanpi.com.
Awesome. Absolutely. Go ahead. Yeah, you know, and Christmas is right around the corner. We'll be, you know, shipping stuff out every single day like we do. We have next day or second day air available, but that's going to be a little too late as we're so close now with the weekend. However, it's not too late to take advantage. Like the magnesium brain food, that's on sale for product of the week. Big Christmas sale on that, over 15% off. That is one of the most effective products that we have at detoxing the brain, increasing energy, and also increasing cognitive functioning with the L-theacrine, which is the magnesium theanate, excuse me, because it actually goes through the blood-brain barrier. It can really help out with overall energy, even though it kind of helps relax you. The body craves magnesium, and this stuff is just uptake by the body so well. And so, again, that's a really popular product anybody wants to grab for the Christmas or afterwards. Be sure to check it out at Product of the Week. And, you know, one last article that I really wanted to cover, because I'm always talking about all the time, you know, with hydration and making sure adequately hydrated and drinking purified water. A new study now has come out showing dehydration may be linked to two unexpected diseases, including depression and dementia now. This is a really interesting article. It said researchers believe hydration could be a powerful tool to help our brain be at its best physically and emotionally. Without water, an adult can only survive for about 3 days. The adult's body is about 55 to 60% water. Water is so important for many different functions and organs, including the brain. When the brain is dehydrated, brain cells aren't able to work properly. Dehydration forces the brain to work harder than usual to perform tasks. Additional dehydration can lead to volume changes in the brain and brain ventricles. One study demonstrated an inverse relationship between drinking water and depression. This is crazy because researchers discovered that people who drank 5 glasses of water a day or more were at lower risk of depression and anxiety. Alternatively, people drinking less than 2 glasses per day doubled their risk of depression and anxiety. What I would say is increasing water intake has the potential to improve mood in people who are low water drinkers and low mood when water consumption is restricted in those who are high water drinkers. Depression is related related to low levels of serotonin, a neurotransmitter that has a significant effect on the mood and also cognition. Serotonin is generated from the amino acid tryptophan. This is why we have the product, the 5-HTP, that's controlled release. It's an incredible good product at giving your body the raw nutrients to produce more serotonin naturally. It's one of the best products we have that can really elevate mood on a regular basis. So I would add that in there. It says when enough water isn't present within the brain, the tryptophan can't cross the blood-brain barrier, which is a network of blood vessels and tissues that make up the closely spaced cells and help keep harmful substances from reaching the brain. Dehydration has also been linked to poor sleep, which can be a contributing factor to depression and anxiety. And research has shown that even mild dehydration can have an adverse effect on cognitive performance. A review of studies to date showed that being dehydrated by just 2% lowers the ability to perform tasks that require attention, psychomotor skills, and immediate memory skills. That's why I'm so adamant all the time about drinking purified water. And the other aspect of that is, it doesn't talk about in this article, is making sure you're drinking purified water, not tap water, not chlorine, fluoride-infused water, either reverse osmosis or water distillation. If you use the water distillation, it's good to run the Aquatrace formula that we have to add the minerals and nutrients back to it that you actually need and your body wants. And so, I mean, that's why the water distillers have been so popular over the years that we've had, especially like the countertop ones. Then you can use a coupon code on those if anybody wants to buy one for Christmas. But making sure you're getting adequate water, and you keep it cold in the fridge, you keep it room temperature, whatever. But again, making sure you're making a conscious effort. If you're having issues with depression or tiredness or dehydration or functioning, you know, not working well in certain areas, make sure you're addressing the water intake. That's one of the first things when I work with clients and they're asking me and talking to me about, you know, like adrenal exhaustion or fatigue or memory issues or, you know, mental issues. Some of the first things I ask them is, what is your daily intake of water, purified water every single day? And in most cases, they'll be like, oh, I don't know. Since you have no idea how much water you're drinking, not drinking like a bottle will do, bottle two a day. So you drink 16 to 32 ounces of water and you're 200 pounds. They're right there. I got one reason right there that'll help you out as far as start working better almost immediately. Then if you're having issues with depression, getting the water intake up, throwing in the 5-HTP with the B complex. The B vitamins are crucial for the brain. Throw the magnesium brain food and the omega-3 fats like the cod liver oil. You got yourself an unbelievably effective combo to really help your body function the way it needs to, which can help you stand up and be free and can also help you encourage others to do the same and stay healthy, Doug. So I just want to get that article out there.
Wow.
People really don't understand how bad dehydration is on the human body and on the brain.
No, yeah, I totally agree with you because I used prior to our relationship, I used to, all the water I would drink would be with the water I made with my coffee with. Okay. I mean, that would be the extent of it. But, and I would find too, I'd be really foggy. And despite the amount of coffee I would drink, I just still wouldn't feel all that great. But I'll tell you what, the supplement cocktail that you mentioned, what a great idea that is. And I do take that, a little different formulation, but I do take that every day, and I believe in that. And I'll tell you what, it's helped me immensely. So make sure you're hydrated. And again, healthmasters.com. Folks, do not go anywhere else for your nutritional supplements of that caliber, the ultimate multiples, the various types, you know, whether it's in powder form or capsule form, and of course the vitamins by letter, but you know, C, B, D, D3, K2, tremendous product. All of them, all of those are tremendous. So I want to thank you for making a tremendous product, and I appreciate what you do. We've got about, I guess, about 3.5 minutes left. It's all yours, sir.
Well, I appreciate that, Doug. You know, and that's one of the things that I've strived to do with Health Masters is, I mean, you know, the products that we take are the same ones that we sell. If I can make a better product, then I would. I'm not just throwing stuff together in a manufacturing lab and saying, hey, this looks cool, put a cool label on it, I'll make some claims and let's sell it for as high as we can, for the cheapest products we can. The supplement industry is saturated by all means, especially with the bodybuilding market. And it seems like everybody's gotten into it. I mean, I've been in this for years and years and years now. And yet you see these new companies come up all the time with these new proprietary blends and these different formulas, and you can't get any true clarity on what they're actually putting in these products. You know, they'll have some ingredients listed in these vague formulas with, you know, 1,000-milligram proprietary blend, and they'll list 5 ingredients vaguely and not even break down, you know, what their derivatives are, or their bases or their sources from. And because it's a lucrative industry, if you want to rip people off, my product cost is extremely high. I don't have very high margins on these products because they're so expensive to make, because I use the highest quality raws I can possibly acquire from all over the world. You know, like we have the Tribulus fuel that's just getting back in stock. I import that over from Switzerland. That product, it got held up with customs this week. I searched for a really true, pure Tribulus extract, and I found one years ago from a company, and it comes out of Switzerland now. And that product works great for boosting testosterone. I had a buddy of mine that was wanting to try some stuff, and he was working out again. And I said, yeah, take this. But before you start going with, you know, HRT and the hormonal therapy and other stuff they throw out there, I always recommend you try the natural approach first. And, you know, if that doesn't work after you exhaust all that, then there's other options on there. But again, when you're looking at researching products, make sure you're doing your due diligence and getting the highest quality supplements from a trusted company that's very open, and it's also very transparent about what they're putting in there and their ingredient list. And, you know, like I said, I back my stuff with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you're not happy with it, send it back, and I'll give you a full refund on it. I can't do any better than that. And most of the time, I have such a low refund rate because most people that try the products absolutely love them, especially like the magnesium brain food. I can't even remember when I got a return on that product ever, like within years, not one single return, because everybody gets such good results from it in most cases, and you can build your dosage up slowly and get even better results the higher amount you take on that, Doug. So thank you for having me on the show. I hope everyone has a great Christmas.
You know, I'll tell you what, that magnesium brain food is fabulous. I highly recommend that. You know, if I had to take one product that I would love to have an endless supply of, that would be it. But Austin Brower, thank you so very much. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. Folks, HR5 is the coupon code on any items that are not on sale. Folks, I want to wish everyone from the bottom of my heart a Merry Christmas. And Austin, Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you, my friend. You guys have a blessed Christmas weekend.
All right. Folks, that'll do it. May God bless each and every one of you. Spend some time with your family. God bless. Merry Christmas. And just hit your knees, thank God, and pray for our nation.